Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the CROG Cost Review Subcommittee meeting for Monday, April 25th, 2022. The first item on our agenda is roll call. Karen, would you like to take the roll?
Yes. Sorry, my volume was down. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. Town of Andover, Avon.
Larry Burrell here.
Berlin.
Micah Hearn here.
Bloomfield.
I think I just got in. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
I can.
We can. Save the day, John.
No, keep on going, Patrice. You're doing great.
Bolton.
I'm Jonathan Tiefe. He's also here from Bloomfield.
Thank you. Canton. Columbia. Coventry.
Todd Penny here.
East Granby. East Hartford.
Warren Disbrow.
I'm sorry?
Warren Disbrow, filling in for Doug Wilson.
Thank you. East Windsor. Ellington. Enfield. Farmington. Glastonbury. Granby, City of Hartford, Hebron, Manchester, Mansfield,
John Carrington here,
Marlborough, New Britain, Newington, Plainville, Rocky Hill,
Steve Stoltzlack, Rocky Hill.
Simsbury, Somers, South Windsor, Southington, Stafford,
Montgomery, Stafford,
Suffield,
Karen Isherwood,
Tolland, Vernon.
Good morning, Dave Smith here.
West Hartford.
Good morning, Greg Summer here.
Wethersfield.
Eric Greger here.
Willington. Windsor.
Adam Kessler here.
Windsor Locks. Okay, Patrice, you're all set.
Okay, great. Well, welcome everybody on this lovely Monday morning. Thanks for taking the roll, Karen. The first item on our agenda is public forum. Are there any members of the public on the call who'd like to address the committee? I can't see everybody, so if Karen or Kara could help me, if you see anybody or hands or anything.
Doesn't look like it.
No.
Okay. No. Then we will move on to the adoption of minutes for the cost review subcommittee meeting. This would be November 15th, 2021. Karen, I have one correction. I believe I attended that meeting and I'm not on the list of attendees.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve them as amended.
Is there a second?
Second, Karen Isherwood.
Thank you. Any other comments or amendments to the minutes? If not, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Any abstentions?
Steve Soap, Black Rocky Hill.
Oh, one at a time,
one at
please.
A time.
Go ahead. So Todd Penny, Coventry.
Steve Soap, Black Rocky Hill.
Larry Burrell, Avon.
Evan Copperweight, Stafford.
Anybody else? Sounds like it, Karen. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is agenda item number 4, our 2022 LOTSIP solicitation, staff ratings, and draft selection. So I will turn this over to the staff for their presentation.
Okay, thank you very much. So on the screen shows a map that shows all the lots of projects minus the recommended 2022 solicitation. We're planning to have this map hopefully on our website in the next month or two so that each municipality can review their projects online. So we'll go to the next slide. We're asking that the committee review and discuss the 2022 lots of solicitation draft rankings. And we're hoping that the committee can entertain action for endorsement of the project selections. We discussed originally reserving $38 million for the solicitation, and the following splits were in the selection criteria. So it was $25.8 million for traditional reconstruction projects, pavement rehab or standalone projects, which is 15% of the total solicitation per conduct rules, was $5.7 million. Bicycle pedestrian projects was $2.5 million, and rural set-aside projects was for $4 million. So the recommended project selection based on the highest rated projects within each funding category is in table one. The next slide. So those are all the projects that are recommended. And I'll just kind of go through each one. So we allocated $25.8 million reserved for the traditional reconstruction projects. And this was the recommendation as a result of CROG receiving requests for pavement rehab standalone sidewalks that was less than the amount allocated. So to reach the total of $38 million, the staff recommended also funding two of the next highest rated reconstruction projects, which included Berlin and South Windsor. As you can see, Berlin was the Episcopal Road and South Windsor's Dorthill Road reconstruction. So we recommended approving that. So the result is, if you look on the bottom, it's $38.9 million of selections that staff recommends to be approved for application processing and submission to conduct to be included in the LHASA program. So of the selected projects, three have been designated as incentive projects, and you can see those with the asterisk. It's with Hartford, East Hartford, and Berlin, because this is a historic practice that we conditionally awarded higher ranking projects, but there are municipalities that may have three projects in design. So the project advancement is contingent on the municipality completing the design of one of their three other lots of projects. So we did make three of those projects contingent on that. And then if you go to table two, it shows if you could go to the next slide. Thank you. It can show the traditional reconstruction projects. And if you see the heavy line under Coventry, and then we've extended it to Berlin and South Windsor to include those also so that we can make the designated $38 million of our solicitation. It actually comes out to $38.9 million. And then if you go to table three, which is a pavement rehab, which we did not have, and the standalone sidewalk, you can see the standalone sidewalk is less than the total amount that was allocated for the standalone sidewalk. It was actually $5.7 million that was allocated. So that's the reason for having more allocated for the traditional reconstruction projects. And then if you go to the table four, you can see the bicycle pedestrian projects. Was $2.5 million, and then we also included a rural project, which was Suffield, and then also because we allocated $4 million for the rural set-aside projects. So I don't know if there are any questions or discussions at this time with the projects. We can go back to the listing, which is table one.
Is anybody have anything, any discussion that they want to talk about the list on table one? Do you want to talk about all of it, Satori, or want to take them table at a time?
It doesn't matter. We can take it a table at a time. We can just have questions, whatever questions that anyone has, or the rural set aside projects that were funded are the, I didn't mention Suffield. I did mention Suffield, but I didn't mention Marlborough was also a rural set aside, and it came out to 2.9 million, which is under the 4 million, but there were no other rural projects that could have been funded. So we made up the difference in the traditional reconstruction. And I don't know if anyone wants me to explain that further. I'm happy to do that.
Trees, Peter, I just want to say, I think it's an excellent rearranging of the funds and funds all the projects. And I think you did an outstanding job.
As usual, right, Peter?
Well, I was waiting for other people to say that.
Thank you, but.
No, seriously, it's a very good allocation. It crosses all the community spectrums. There are a few that we would like to get in or haven't, but they've got the opportunities there, and it shows.
Anybody else have any comments or questions for the staff or anything else you'd like explained or discussed? Chris?
Looks tremendous. Thank you for the effort on getting this together for us.
Okay, so Devin and Stafford, by not meeting that $4 million rural set aside, what impact does that have to the whole list here?
So good question. Fortunately, all the rural projects were funded, because they many of them, if you can look and see at the traditional projects, reconstruction projects, you have Suffield, you have Mansfield, Ellington, and Coventry, and they all ranked. This is a ranking, ranking process, and so they ranked high in the allocation. So they were automatically funded. So we didn't have to have them be funded under the rural set aside. Now, Suffield and Marlborough, unfortunately, didn't rank as high, but they were the next ranking rural set aside project, so they were able to be funded.
It looks like you have a total of 8 rural projects in the whole list, which is pretty good.
Did that answer the question about the rural set aside? We would have added an additional rural set aside if we had it.
Any other questions or comments?
This is Adam Kessler from the town of Windsor.
Hi, Adam.
Good morning, everybody. I just have one question. It's more of a comment, which I think we spoke about last year, was with Windsor's International Drive project. When DOT changed our standard from a 15-year pavement design to a 20-year pavement design, that moved us out of the rehab and into reconstruction for International Drive. And I think the results that we see today kind of dictate why we were worried about that, where we just don't, that particular project, International Drive, does not compete well because of the, we're not going to put Sharrows on the road because it's an industrial road. So we lose out on some of that complete streets points. And I think I just kind of want to make a comment in regards to that pavement design and the impacts that it's had on Windsor in terms of moving our second phase of that project out another year or until the next solicitation. Our first phase is ready to go, and our second phase is, from the design standpoint, is ready to go as well. So, you know, perhaps in future solicitations, we can be considered under reconstruction or under rehab, or possibly recognize about a thousand feet of that job is actually in East Granby, which would be a rural town. I just kind of want to make those comments on behalf of Windsor in regards to the results.
And if so, so people can see what he's talking about, maybe if you put up the slide with table two on it, you can see where Windsor falls below the dark line. Is that, that's what you're talking about, right, Adam?
Correct. Yeah. You'll see the goose eggs in those lines. And that's just the nature of the project, being an industrial road. You know, we originally looked at it as a rehab, but once we were moved from that 15-year standard to a 20-year standard from DOT's pavement unit, we got pushed into the reconstruction category. And unfortunately, you know, we just don't compete that well.
Adam, was that because of the cost or because of the fact that it's a 20-year lifespan?
I think it was a combination of the cost, because once we went to reconstruction, or once we were had to hit the 20-year mark for that the pavement design, it required some areas of full depth reconstruction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, could you have said, all right, it's still pavement rehab, but you have a substantial amount of reconstruction? I think in general, everybody was comfortable with moving it to that category because instead of being a $1 million job, it's nearly a $2 million job for each side, or for each phase, I should say. And, you know, perhaps we should have looked at it as, or asked for consideration that it is in two different towns, East Granby and Windsor. So, you know, if you took $1 million from a rehab job for each, perhaps each town, that is, that's 2 million and that might've covered it. But you know, we submitted the application as Town of Windsor with East Granby approving it, not as a joint application. So perhaps that's an avenue we'll look to in the future, is doing a joint application. But that was a decision on our point of saying, hey, another 1,000 feet to the job gets us to Route 20, which is a logical end, rather than just stopping at our town line and letting East Granby deal with their side.
Yeah, it's a shame that you got penalized for doing the right thing, but maybe just a little bit of reformatting, it might get you past that hurdle.
Yeah. And, you know, if Krog's ever looking to spend money quickly, it's already designed.
Shovel ready.
we designed it in conjunction with phase one so that it could be advanced as quickly as possible.
And what I just want to add, what Adam's saying is absolutely correct. If he had competed under the pavement rehab, he would have it's 50 points and his points would have been based mostly on structure. And so he would have gotten the additional points there. Reconstruction is a totally different, you know, criteria. And so he's absolutely right. And also with the East Granby, none of us had thought about having them be the primary applicant. Yeah. So it is unfortunate, and it pains me to see any project that is not, does not get funded. So, but ultimately it's up to the committee what you decide as far as funding and recommending to be funded.
Any other comments, questions, asks of explanation? Sartori, are you looking for action on this particular part of this, or is it on the next agenda item?
Let's see. We can. I'm going to defer to Kara on that.
Okay. So there's kind of two avenues at this point. If the subcommittee is comfortable with a motion and an action, then one can be taken to recommend up to TC what you want to do with this. If the subcommittee feels like there needs to be additional conversation or anything else that needs to get worked out, it can get deferred action to May. But either way, there would need to be a motion and action either to approve whichever slate of projects the subcommittee feels they want to, or to defer a recommendation to May. It is not on the policy board agenda for this month. We intentionally built in that gap month just in case anyone from the subcommittee or from TC needed additional information. So there's two choices, either act to recommend these to TC or some variation thereof, or act to defer to May.
Okay, so the action, if we were to take the staff recommendations, is basically table one and that cumulative total and those projects that are listed on table one. If there's a motion for that, fine. If not, if there's a motion to defer this, I'll take a motion for that. If we need more discussion before we make a motion, what's your pleasure?
Russ Arnold, I make the motion to accept table one as presented.
All right. And second. For discussion purposes anyway, can I have a second?
Second, Chris Edge.
Thanks, Chris. Do we want to discuss it? Is there any other viewpoints or avenues here that we haven't discussed or that you'd like to discuss to take?
Well, I was just hearing Adam's plight. You know, I'm looking at the list and I'm looking to see if any of the ones that have the asterisks that have, you know, things that they have to complete before they're going to be put through. And I'm not trying to single out anyone in particular, but I think there's a town on there that's got two items. Again, they're at the 3.2 million. I'm not sure if that would, if we just, I'm just not sure if we can take maybe one from one town. I'm not saying I would like, I also have two separate applications. Where we might be able to defer some of that money.
And put it toward Adam's plight is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Because the only question I would have about that is I'm sorry, Karen, go ahead.
I was saying just especially since with the other extra work that was going with the town that would have gone since we were under with the set aside, that's all I'm saying. So since we were under there and then we could have directed some of that money from there, I'm just wondering if that would make sense to this committee.
And the only question I would have about that is doing so, Windsor would be jumping three other projects in the ratings. And I don't know how that goes. If Windsor were just below the cutoff, it might make sense, but in order to do that, then you're jumping Berlin, South Windsor, and Southington project. I don't know
if the staff has any problem. Berlin and South Windsor. They're already in. It would be Southington.
Okay.
This is Adam Kessler from Windsor. I appreciate the discussion on it. You know, something else to consider is that because we only just received a PAL on Friday of last week for phase one, we are basically looking at it. The decision has been made, but the way I see it now is that we can't bid that project this construction season since the start wouldn't happen till July, probably just because of paperwork. And that puts us in a bind. Basically with just construction complications with the nature of the project. And if we don't bid it till next year, then the construction, you know, happens in 2023. Well, if there's another solicitation anticipated later this year by CROG, then we can always submit again and perhaps look at it from a pavement rehab standpoint, recognizing the two towns that are involved. I think that might be a more agreeable situation because it's for us, even if we did get approved in this solicitation, obviously we're submitting our final design and could possibly hit next construction season, but I wouldn't feel comfortable putting both of those phases in the same construction period from a traffic standpoint. So I think that while it'd be great if we got funded now, I just want to throw that out there from a timing perspective with reality of where it is now.
Thanks for that, Adam.
Right, and appreciate that clarification. And does that make sense to staff, what he's talking about? And is there, assuming another solicitation coming is later this year?
The next solicitation, it's usually 2 years because of our funding, our budget from the state. So the $38 million was the amount that was allocated to CROG from the state for the lots of funds. So we base our solicitation on that. So the next one would be 2024 solicitation. So it's every 2 years, not every year, unless we did a separate one. If that was approved by the committee, that would be something that we would have to discuss. I know we had talked about possibly doing a bridge or other solicitation, but nothing's been approved yet. But that could be something that we consider. I can, discuss with, higher ups and just see if that's even a possibility.
Does that change your comments at all, Adam, or?
I think Windsor would certainly like to be able to tee both projects up for consecutive years just because of pavement deterioration. I know the East Granby side of International Drive is, ironically in the worst shape, even though we're the prime on the project or the only applicant. So I think it's one of those unfortunate situations where I think we certainly want to get the job started as soon as possible and do both phases in consecutive years, which, I don't want to stand in the way of things being shifted around so that Windsor can do that. But I just wanted to kind of air out all of my thoughts on it to the committee so that I wasn't conveniently leaving things out from a timing perspective.
Appreciate that.
Madam Chairperson, it seems to me that the best way forward is to leave the list, the excellent list that the staff put together the way it is rather than start trying to move things around. And at the same time, request the staff to move ahead with their conversation and review of the possibility of a sooner solicitation than 2 years or another approach to solving the issue that the state has created for the town of Windsor.
I would agree. Any other comments on the motion? We do have a motion and a second on the floor here. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, which is basically table one as it stands, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? It's unanimous, Karen. I think we're all set there. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is lots of funding increase scope modification requests for Vernon's various locations standalone sidewalk project.
Okay, thank you. And thank you to the committee for the discussion and also the recommendation for approval for the solicitation. I appreciate that. Okay, so going to Vernon's, this is a project, Vernon various standalone sidewalk project. It was originally awarded in 2013 for $925,000. It's progressed through the application phase. Based on the most recent engineer's estimate, the town of Vernon is requesting a lots of funding increase of $291,544, and this would make it to $1.216,544 million, and it's a 31.5% increase. They're also requesting approval of a scope modification. So the project, as indicated in the diagram, included six sidewalk sections that included two sections on Dobson Road, two sections of Hartford Turnpike, South Street and Lake Street. The sidewalk areas proposed would complete pertinent sidewalk gaps in the town of Vernon. The town decided to eliminate one section of the sidewalk project in the westerly section of the Hartford Turnpike and substitute it with the construction of a sidewalk on Talcottville Road, and that's on route State Route 83. The alternative sidewalk section also provides a connection to another sidewalk at the Trail Run development. And this decision was based on a previous conduct review and the complexities associated with the required removal of a commercial building sign. That was one of the reasons why it was changed. So an additional cost of $190,396 was the result of the overall increases in unit prices since the original application submittal and also conduct review. These additional costs combined with the other associated increase makes it $291,544. So the staff recommends committee approval of an additional $291,544 of lots of funding due to the increase in unit prices, increasing the funding approval from $925,000 to $1.216,544 million, and approval for a scope modification, replacing the northern section on the Hartford Turnpike with the top of the, I'm sorry, the western section, that's incorrect, on the Hartford Turnpike with the Talcottville Road section for the Vernon various standalone sidewalk project. I'm sure Vernon will look forward to having this project advance. It's been a long time coming for them.
Thank you, Sartoria. Vernon, would you like to say anything?
She did a beautiful job summarizing what's happened. This project's been on the books ever since I got here, and for a variety of reasons, never seemed to get any traction. One of the reasons for the substitute change of scope, if you will, was we hope to be able to accommodate those things at the westerly edge of Hartford Turnpike into some intersection improvements of a future application down where 83 and Route 30 come together. In the next several years, when that was approved, that area, Talcottville Road, got several large developments approved, fair amount of bus ridership, just called out for either an addition to this program, and it seemed more appropriate to swap it, knowing that the unit choice is actually, it's a simplified portion or phase of the job, but the cost increase over the last 9 years is what's driving the request for the increase. So,
thanks very much, Dave. Anybody have any questions about the project for Sartoria or for Dave Smith? Seeing none, I assume you're looking for a motion to send a recommendation on to the full board, the Transportation Committee?
Please.
Do I have a motion? And I guess it would be your recommendation for the approval of additional funding, as you stated, but replacing the western section, not the northern section on Hartford Turnpike, Sartori, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Second, Adam Kessler and Windsor.
Thank you, Adam. Any other discussion or comments or questions? Hearing and seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? That is unanimous. Thank you very much to Vernon and to the staff.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have other business. Just the next cost review subcommittee meeting is scheduled for May 23rd. Is that correct, at 11:30?
Correct.
All right. Is there any other business to come before the committee, subcommittee?
Can I ask just a general question? Is there an actual membership to the subcommittee? I mean, I remember when we all used to get together for lunch, everybody showed up at 11 o'clock to get a seat and get a sandwich. So we all functioned like a large subcommittee, but it seems as though that's the identical people chewing on the same topic in the next meeting. I never was aware of who should be on the subcommittee or if there is even a requirement for anybody, just whoever shows up.
So, you know, we talk about this sometimes internally, and an earlier, predating my time at CROG even, there was, I think, a set number of people and set of towns who were a part of subcommittee. Right. And then exactly what you said, over time, we weren't going to shut people out from attending if they were interested. So it has kind of organically grown to be a significant portion of the full committee. I think if there's a desire to cap membership or kind of identify members, that's definitely something we can talk about. And I would defer a bit to John on that as chair, but there is not, the short answer to your question is no, there's not an official capped list.
David also started out, I think, too, there were some specific projects that were, you know, a long time ago that needed a subcommittee to take a look at instead of the entire committee, you know, sitting down and hashing out whatever it was. So the subcommittee was sort of volunteers of the greater committee to work on that. And then just sort of, as Kara said, has kind of just grown organically over time. And sometimes there's a full transportation committee sitting for the subcommittee, and sometimes it's we're looking for a quorum. So it just, I guess, depends on the day. And John, I don't know if you have anything else to add to that, but that's my memory.
I think that's right. I think it was created for the purpose of looking at specific items. I forgot the original item, but it was continued specifically for LOTSIP to deal with cost increases and the criteria for selection listing. And you're correct. It originally had, you know, maybe 8 or 9 members, and over time it increased. And then we asked that, you know, if you had a project that had a cost increase, you had to be there. So that expanded it, and it's morphed to where it is now. And although I still think it performs the function of dealing with just some very specific issues, and gives a little more additional time for both staff and the members to vet those issues before they go up to the full committee, and it saves the full committee a certain amount of time in terms of its deliberations. But it's sort of informal formal.
Okay. Well, I enjoy all our time together, so I mean, it's not a problem. I just was curious about it.
That's a great question.
It is.
And I'm not sure we've given a suitable answer, but it is what it is.
As long as there's a role for the subcommittee, carry on. Let's go.
It's really more or less, I think, a review committee for the full board. And we're not actually taking action. We're making recommendations.
So. Well, sure. But
yeah,
we'll make the same pitch in 15 minutes that I just did a little bit ago. And 80% of those people that are going to hear it or have heard it once already. So. Right. It's all right.
You may not have the debate again.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Any other questions or other business before the subcommittee?
Just a quick logistics note. TC will be on the same Zoom room in about 20 minutes. So if people want to stay connected, they are welcome to. Or you can just come back into the same spot. But we're not going to kick you out between meetings if you want to stay.
Okay, great. Thank you. I was going to announce that. I appreciate you doing it for me. Anything else before the subcommittee? And if not, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Patrice, Peter, one thing.
Yes, Peter.
To address what Adam brought up, just have to add a point category for joint applications. There's got to be other towns where there's going to be an overlap So right. Maybe that's the direction to look at for an ability to gain some more points.
In the heart of regionalism, right, Peter?
Absolutely.
All right. Good suggestion. Anything else?
I move we adjourn.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second? I'll make the second. I assume we're all in favor, and we'll see you all at noon.